Nor?
No, mm-mm. It means to smoke hashish along with your marijuana.
I don't know.
I don't remember what that is.
What would a room, enclosed room attached to the outside of a house be? Not something that's necessarily heated along with the rest of the house.
Not a porch.
Well,
or would it be a porch?
An enclosed porch. So it's sort of a room and sort of a porch.
Oh, an enclosed porch. Well, you could call it a sun porch. We call them sleeping porches if they were upstairs. Why they had to be upstairs, I don't know. I guess that was because I only saw them in two-story houses down at the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people had sleeping porches that were walls halfway and then screened windows above
mm-hmm.
that.
What about a Florida room? Do you have any?
No.
And an informal living room?
A den, a family room, a playroom.
And a bathroom that doesn't have a shower or a bath in it?
A half bath or a powder room.
Okay. And what would you call if you had a houses some, like they did this around mill towns and places where they wanted houses up in a hurry, they, houses that are joined.
Row houses?
Okay. Well, what is a row house exactly?
A row house, to me, is a row of houses with common sidewalls that all have similar fronts, like
mm-hmm.
you see in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia and lots of eastern cities. There are not very many of those here, and the ones that are here are modern, built in the last 15, 20 years.
So
we didn't have
housing?
Any. No. Government housing was built more like we would call a garden apartment type thing.
What?
Government. A garden apartment is one that's not over 3 stories tall, and you usually have one floor. You have 4 or 5 rooms on a floor,
mm-hmm.
and it has a little green space around it like a house would.
Hmm.
But it would be connected on the sides. You might have, oh, say, 6 apartments to a floor and 3 stories high.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have a little patch of green yard in the front and the back, and those are called garden apartments.
What do you think of just a regular apartment as?
You mean a high-rise or a regular apartment? To us, a regular apartment is that kind.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, garden apartment as opposed to high-rise?
Uh-huh. Garden apartment is one you would walk up to, which
uh-huh.
wouldn't be over 3 stories. And a high-rise is anything over 3 stories that needs an elevator.
What would a...
And we haven't had high-rises for more than 15, 20 years at the outside, probably less than that.
What would you call what's become more modern lately as cooperatively owned?
Condominium is what we have. We don't have co-ops where a bunch of people own a building in common. I don't know whether it's against Texas law or what, but there are none.
What's a condominium you own the...
Condominium, you own your apartment outright, and you
common?
Own a share in the common land or the common hallways and facilities
mm-hmm.
and common rooms.
Hmm.
But you actually physically own your apartment. You don't own a 50th of a share of a 50-apartment building.
Can you sell your apartment without clearing it with the other owners?
It depends on the way the restrictions are written. I think that generally speaking, you could sell it to anybody you wanted to, as long as they agreed to meet the restrictions and pay the,
mm-hmm.
see, they'd pay you your apartment, for your apartment, and then they would pay into the ownership
yeah.
of the regular.
You ever heard condominium shortened to condo?
Yes, but it's usually done in advertising by real estate people.
How did they use that?
Oh, 3-bedroom condos, beautiful wooded area.
What would you call them, like you said, you mentioned the other day where Ima Hogg lives?
Oh, she lives in a high-rise.
But she has the upper...
She has practically a whole floor, I think.
What do you call it when you have a whole floor?
You call it an apartment. You don't have a separate name for it. It's not a flat. I've never heard flat used here.